Sisters and brothers, and all of my friends, is the main thing I don't get about people that go to war. They're often over the age of 50. I'm not sure how they have the energy. How can they be bothered? Trumpy's like 80. When we see him, he looks full of life. We only see him for a very small percentage of the day. 90% of the day, and we must just be sitting around at home thinking, I don't care about any of this. I certainly don't want a war. But more than that, despite what some people say about older people becoming grumpy and more isolated, I don't think that's your instinct as you get older. Maybe it's just me. My instinct as a younger person was to go out there myself, you know. That's why I like stand-up. You don't need anybody else. Who needs other people? I don't need anyone. But as you get older, or as I get older, maybe even as ye gets older, I realise all we have is each other. Everything else is transitory. Who really cares about the stuff that you have and to many extents the career that you have unless you change the game? Always try to change the game, then you'll be remembered. But the main way of living on is through other people. Your brothers and your sisters. You know, not your literal brothers and sisters. I mean, they'll be dead approximately the same time as you. I mean, each other. I may be wrong, but in Trump's heart of heart, what would he rather be doing? Be at war with Iran? Or chilling out in a few weeks watching USA versus Iran in the World Cup, having a beer? Or in the Ayatollah's case, a sparkling water. Just having a bit of banter. Having some banter with the Ayatollah. We're going through your defence like the Strait of fucking Hormuz, mate. Come here, you little shit. Yeah? Don't make me wipe out an entire civilization, you little fuck. Everyone at war, just take a pause. Take a breath, go outside and look up, and you'll see that all we have is each other. Everything else dies.